Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad Carter, and today is October 28th, 2015. And today's show is sponsored by Chris and Sarah. Thanks, Chris and Sarah, for supporting the show. I am sorry it's taking me forever to do shows lately. I tried to do one on Monday, and it didn't work out. None of the pranks worked out. And I tried to do one yesterday, and I don't know, a few things worked out, but not enough to put a whole show together. So here is try number three for this week. And I'm definitely going to get a show out today, no matter what, even if it sucks. I'm going to give you the suckiest show ever. So be prepared for the suckiest show ever today. I don't really have any updates other than the whole pumpkin contest, which I think I've only received one submission for, Zach's, from the Laugh Track Matt and Zach's Party Time Show Machine on Prank Call Nation. He sent me one. I can't even remember what it looks like, but thank you, Zach's, for sending me a pumpkin picture. Nobody wants Zach's to win, I'm sure, so submit your pumpkin so we can beat Zach's. I got an email from a guy named Anthony, and it says, "Hey Roy, I'm a new Patreon supporter." Thanks, Anthony. And he says, "I thought I'd give you an idea that you can steal for the next time you do a Tenants from Hell phone call." He says to call the front desk and say that you're gluing pennies down to cover your entire floor and that you ran out of pennies, and ask if they have about $10 worth of pennies that they can give you if you bring a $10 bill to them. You can even say that you ripped up the carpet. Yes, people actually do this. There are pictures online of penny floors and even countertops. And I think that's the best Tenants from Hell idea I've heard in a really long time, and I'm going to do that right now. And yes, I've seen pictures of people who make penny floors. They actually look kind of cool, but I kind of doubt that a landlord would appreciate you gluing pennies to the floor. So let me go to my Tenants from Hell prank call submission directory. There are a lot of them in here. Here's one from November of 2014, and it's from iPokeSmot. It's the Village West Apartments. And his suggestion is to ask if they rent to black people, because I want to avoid them. That's racist, iPokeSmot. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Management.
Oh, hey there. I'm a tenant here at Village West Apartments.
Okay.
And, I was just wondering if you guys might have a bunch of pennies down there. You know, just a few rolls of pennies that, you know, that I could buy from you. I have dollar bills and stuff.
I'm not aware of that information.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just thought maybe you guys might, you know, to make change and stuff, you might have a bunch of pennies.
Right.
I just
no, we don't have cash in the office.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd check, because my car's broke down. I can't run to the bank. I've been gluing pennies to my floor. I'm making, like, an entire floor of pennies. And, I don't know, I just thought I'd get some of that done today while I'm sick.
Right, right. Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't help you with the pennies.
Oh, it's okay. Do you know if, will the apartment, will they reimburse me for all these pennies since I'm adding value to the apartment?
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea or the vaguest idea of what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I'm a artsy type person, and I pulled...
Okay, so you're Village West what apartment? I'm sorry.
What, 117, I think?
You're the Village West Apartments?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, and your apartment, what letter and then what number?
Letter C.
C, and is it C1, C2, C3, C4?
It's one, yep.
C1, okay.
Right. But anyway, I ripped up the carpet and I've been gluing pennies down. It looks really cool. It's like a copper floor. But I didn't know if that would increase the value of the apartment enough to where you might reimburse me.
I don't know. What arrangements did you have with the general office manager about that.
Well, who's this? Did I get the wrong place?
Well, no, you've reached the management rental office here at the Village West.
Oh, okay, great, yeah.
Okay.
You don't seem to know anything, though. Are you sure you're really...
No, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Oh, I just mean in general.
What is your last name?
Zerbel.
Zerbel?
Yep.
Okay. And you just recently moved in?
Oh, no, I've been here a while. I stay on the couch. But yeah, I ripped up all the carpet, and I've been covering the floor with pennies. I've been gluing them down with a hot glue gun, and okay. I've covered the entire living room floor, and I'm slowly making my way into the kitchen. It's just going to be one smooth copper surface all over the entire apartment.
Right,
and after that,
right.
I'll work on the hallway.
Right, okay. And
but so far, I've spent over $400 in pennies. So if we could just get a free month's rent, that would be great.
Okay, so this has got to be something that you must have spoken to the general office manager about.
No, you're the first person I've told.
Oh, so who would know about you doing that?
Nobody, just me and my roommate. But no, I was just hoping you guys might have pennies. That's the only reason I'm calling, so I could just come down and get some.
This is all new to me, and I've never heard of a tenant move into an apartment, rip up the carpet, and turn it into pennies before.
Yeah, well, you should search on Google for it. It's really cool. It's you know, just the entire surface of your floor is pennies, and I think I might do the walls too.
Yeah, okay, because it sounds like a fascinating joke.
What do you mean a joke?
Yeah, it sounds like a fascinating joke. I mean, you know, I'm sitting in my office here, and this is the first I've heard of it. This is the first you're talking of it, so who knew you were doing that?
Nobody knew. No, I'm calling you just to ask if you had pennies.
With what permission did you have to rip up any carpets to lay down pennies?
Oh, no, I didn't get permission. It's just... It's making it better, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, you're at Village West C1.
That's correct, yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yeah, so you're right around the corner from the office or down further?
Oh, I don't know. You don't seem to know anything about your own complex, do you?
Because I know who's in... Because I know the tenant in C1.
Right.
And
well,
you don't sound like
I'm
that.
Not on the lease. I just sleep on the couch.
You sleep on the couch?
Correct.
Okay, so you don't have a bedroom and a bed?
No, I sleep on the couch. Why would I sleep on the couch if I had a bedroom?
Right. That's what I was saying. Well, why wouldn't you be sleeping in your bedroom?
I don't have a bedroom. I sleep on the couch.
Okay, does the apartment have a bedroom?
Of course it does, but it belongs to the main tenant here. He's just subletting to me.
Tenant.
Yeah, he's just subletting.
Okay, and what is the main tenant's name?
Wow, you don't know anything about your own apartment complex, do you?
Yeah, because I could come right out the office right now and knock on his door, and I would see you sitting on the couch right back.
No, I'm not sitting on the couch currently. I'm in the kitchen. Is that okay?
All right, so I could see you in the kitchen.
Well, if I open the door,
It would only take me 2 seconds to get to C1.
To C1?
So if I walked out my office right now and went to C1, you'd be standing there in the kitchen with the phone in your hand.
Well, I would have to open the door, so actually you would see me open the door.
Oh, okay.
You know, I would step out of the kitchen to come and get the door, you idiot.
Okay. And you're the main tenant there.
I'm not the main...
I just
sublease.
Has the bedroom.
I sublease.
You sublease.
I don't know why you're giving me the fucking third degree. I just called to find out if you have pennies. It's not
no,
a big deal if you don't have pennies.
This is just the first time I've ever heard
okay.
of anything like this, especially at the Village West.
As opposed
I'm not giving you a hard time. It's just new and unfamiliar to me.
I see.
That you would be calling the office here for pennies, being that you said you ripped up the carpet and you started gluing pennies down to the
yeah.
floor.
Well, the pennies are better than carpet because they're going to last basically forever. And the carpet would have to be replaced in a few years.
Yeah, okay. Well, when you... if you have a problem with my phone call, in any way, shape, or form, I suggest you speak with the general office manager.
Yeah, because you don't seem to know shit.
Yeah, I have no idea. And if this is one of those I have nothing else better to do in the afternoon kind of calls,
no, I'm stayed home sick today from work. Wow. Get a life, Jesus. Just because I stayed home sick today to work on my penny project? What the hell? Okay, the next submission is from someone named Wendy. She sent this back in May of this year. And she says, "Hey, Brad, I hope all is well. I absolutely love your shows and want to thank you for all the funnies. I have a prank idea and I'm desperate for your help. Please hear me out. I live in an apartment and there is a herd of elephants and or dinosaurs living above me. All hours of the day and night, they run, stomp, jump off furniture, and vacuum at 2 in the morning. They vacuum at 2 in the morning at all hours of the day and the night, by the way. I think that's what she's saying. Anyway, she says, additionally, they have a baby who cries nonstop. Oh, that fucking baby. I need to tell it to shut the fuck up. And I can hear everything they say and do from the vents. Wow, you are a nosy tenant, listening to their conversations. I'm losing countless hours of sleep, and their constant ribble-rabble bullshit has negatively affected my performance at work, and I'm losing it. I have spoken to them a few times, but no bueno. They are nightmare tenants. Please call them up and troll the shit out of them. My goal in this is to get them to shut the fuck up." And then she gives me the phone number of the apartment complex, but not the people that she's pissed at, not her neighbors. So that's kind of weird, isn't it? But I guess I can pretend to be the neighbors. The neighbors' names are Lawrence and Katrina. So yeah, let's do that.
Thank you for calling the... This is Stacy. How can I help you?
Hi, Stacy. I'm a tenant here, and I just had a question.
Okay, sure.
I just wanted to find out if you want this... I ripped up all the carpet from the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys want the carpet, or should I just throw it in the dumpster?
Are you a contractor, or you're replacing the carpet?
Oh, no, I just live here. So what I did is I pulled up all the carpet, and I mopped the floor and everything, and I've been gluing pennies to the floor. I'm making the entire surface of the floor pennies. So it's gonna it's gonna look really cool. It's just gonna be copper.
All right, hold on for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment, please.
All right.
Okay, sir, can I have your name and apartment number, please?
Oh, sure. This is Lawrence. I'm in number 306.
Okay. And then which apartment?
306.
Which building?
9820.
Okay. All right. Let me here. I'm not... 100%. The property manager is actually in a meeting right now. I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She's in a meeting right now, but I have to ask her if she wants the carpet or what, what's the case. And you've already taken up the carpet?
I took it up a couple months ago. I took it up a couple months ago, and it's just been sitting in the hallway. We've just been walking on it, like rolling it up.
Okay. Well, in that circumstance, I don't believe we don't take bulk trash here. So if you did throw it out, it couldn't be by the dumpsters.
Oh, I'll just throw it on the curb.
It'll have to be at the Shady Grove dump.
I'll just put it on the curb, and I bet someone will take it. I know, like our cat kept crawling through.
That's not acceptable either.
You know, it's like we rolled it up and put it in the hallway. All of our cats have been crawling through it, and they've been shitting inside of it. But it's just like one little part of it. I think you could just cut off the edge, and it'd be fine.
We can't use a carpet that cats have used the bathroom on.
Just one little part of it. You could just cut the foot off of the end of it. Cut a foot off the end of it. It'll be fine.
Okay, can I have a telephone number? I'll call you back on.
24845.
Okay. All right, sure. I'm going to talk to the property manager, and I'll give you a call back, or I'll have her call you back.
Okay. Oh, and there's also this other weird, there's this problem, because, like, I'd glued pennies onto the walls here in the living room, because I wanted the entire room to be nothing but copper, just a copper box. I think that's more safe for fires and everything. You know, if there's ever a fire, I think this room would be untouched. But anyway, like, I glued pennies to the walls, like on top of the drywall. I hot glued them to the drywall.
I'm not sure if Well, the only problem with that is that when you leave, we ask that the apartment is in the condition that you received it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is in
so
better
it
condition.
May be a little.
It'll be in better condition because it's more valuable because these are all pennies. It's you know, I've spent thousands of dollars in pennies on all this stuff.
I'm sure. However, yeah. It's not the standard of our apartments, and we don't advertise our apartments that way, so we can't have them in that condition.
But
it also makes more work to return for our, you know, for our staff.
We're not going to move out.
It's not, you know, it's. I'm sorry?
We're not going to move out or anything. We're going to be here a long time.
Okay, well, you know, if you're there a long time, that's you have the right, you know, it's okay to adjust your apartment as you see fit, as long as when you move out, you do return it to the condition that it was in. It may be a hassle to take all of the pennies down.
Yeah, well, I would just leave them there because they look nice. But anyway, I was trying to tell you about the problem with the pennies on the wall. Because it turns out pennies, when you put them all together, they're really heavy, especially since I did like five layers of them. And it pretty much ripped the drywall right off of the wall. Like, so in the living room, we just see the studs and the electrical wiring and stuff behind the wall because the drywall all fell down.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely a hazard.
Yeah, well, no, I put plastic over it, so it's okay. I put, like, some tarp over the wall.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you have wall exposed with wire?
Yeah. I mean, the all of the drywall fell off of one wall, because the weight of the pennies was just too much for it, so it just fell off. So I've been scraping the pennies off of the drywall, and I'm just putting them on the floor now. I'm gluing them to the floor. Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I'm going to talk to the property manager about your situation.
Okay.
I'll have someone come and take a look at your apartment if you want me to see have somebody repair the drywall.
Oh, well, no, I'm repairing the drywall myself. I just thought you should know. But no, I'm not going to put drywall up. Instead, I'm stacking pennies up from the floor to the ceiling on that wall. So it's going to be a lot more expensive this way.
That is really intricate.
Yeah, it's going to take forever. But oh my gosh, let me tell you something. I learned the hard way. Pennies conduct electricity because I touched some of those wires behind the wall to the pennies by accident. And it pretty much just electrocuted me because, you know, all the pennies on the floor and the wall and everything just were all just lit up with electricity. You know, in the movies, when someone gets electrocuted, there's like those blue lightning arc things.
Mm-hmm.
That actually happened in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really kind of cool, to be honest, but
it was cool. You remember this experience?
Well, yeah, I was in a lot of pain, but I could see it, and my roommate could see it.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. Were you and any injuries occurred?
Oh, no. It's no big deal. No, I'm not going to file charges against you guys or anything. It's just...
Well, I mean, I don't think that you... that would... Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're okay.
Well, I could if I wanted to, but I'm not going to. I'm not like that.
Well, anymore. I'm glad that you're okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. I just... I put some scotch tape around the wire so it won't accidentally touch the pennies anymore.
Oh, I don't think that's safe at all. We'll have somebody come take a look at your apartment right now because I don't think that it's scotch tape is the best to wrap around wire.
Well, it's too late now because you can't get back there anymore because I've already covered that part of the wall with pennies. I covered that part of the wall first because I didn't want to accidentally touch the exposed wires anymore. Not that they're exposed. They've got scotch tape on them. But, you know, they're behind this thick layer of pennies. So you can't really get to the wall ever again. So it's okay. The wiring's fine. I just thought I'd let you know that the drywall's all fallen down on one wall, and it's probably going to happen on the other walls, too, because they're too heavy, too.
Well, how many pennies did you use? I hate to have all those pennies go to waste. You know they're going to be out of our currency pretty soon, so...
I know, but at least I'm...
The wall might be a collector's item.
Yeah, maybe. I really don't know how many I've used at this point. I know I've spent over $1,000. But
so you're changing out dollars for pennies?
Yeah, I'm just getting rolls of pennies from the bank.
Oh, dear. And you're not collecting them yourself?
Well, I'm in a sense I am. I'm putting them on the wall.
Oh. Well, I would think it would be more sentimental if they were pennies collected. That would be a really lucky wall.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so like I said, I've talked to the property manager about the carpet situation. And it's outside your hallway now?
The carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just rolled up, and it's in the hallway, and our five cats are just kind of playing on it a lot. It's been there for the past month.
Well, you shouldn't have five cats here. I think our maximum is two pets.
I know, we had two pets, but guess what? They had kittens.
Okay. All so, right. Well, we can't have five cats.
Oh, well,
I
no, it's
a lease violation.
It's two cats and three kittens.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Your maximum amount of pets allowed, no matter the kitten, iguana, fish. Well, maybe you have multiple fish, but as far as the other animals are concerned, you can only have two.
Oh, well, we have five, but it's all right. Okay. They're just hanging out in the carpet roll and stuff. Pooping.
Well, we also need them to be in your apartment. We can't have them.
No, they're in the apartment. The carpet roll is in the apartment.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you said hole, I assumed that you meant outside of your apartment.
No, the carpet's rolled up and it's in the hallway. By the bedrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've just been walking on the carpet roll. Actually, we used to have four kittens, but one of them was underneath the carpet when I stepped on it, so I pretty much just crushed him. And he's dead now.
What injury from that?
Well, because I stepped on him and it just kind of crushed his entire body. So I just, just scraped him out of there and put him in the toilet. It was really sad. Flushed him.
And did you have any problems with the toilet after that? I would imagine that would back up the toilet.
Oh, no, they were really tiny kittens.
I've seen kittens, and trust me there.
Well, trust me, I've taken shits bigger than that kitten.
Oh, okay. All right. And I'm sorry, you said, what apartment did you say you were in?
306.
306, and I'm sorry, building again?
9820.
Okay, 9820, all right. All right.
Okay,
and
well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll just set this carpet out on the curb or something.
Okay, are you going to put it out right outside of your building so I can make sure someone comes to get it right now?
I was just going to throw it out on the street, like in a parking spot.
Yeah, which right out at 820, I'll go ahead and it seems like you've gone through enough. Crushed kittens, walls falling on you, tape, you've been electrocuted. I think that we can arrange a disposal of a carpet for you.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
No problem at all.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll just throw it out the door.
Okay. Are you going to do that right now? I just want to make sure I come over for that.
Sure. Yeah, I'll drag it out right now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. So, are they going to come and are they going to call me back?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to talk to the property manager about the issue that we're having. Now, I'm sorry, what was it that you wanted addressed exactly? You just want to know if, I originally assumed you wanted to know if you could just discard the carpet.
Yeah, that was the main
thing. And so I thought that is okay, because I'll just get someone to come pick it up now.
Okay.
So that's fine. So is there something else that you wanted the property manager to address?
Is there any chance they'll reimburse me for all the pennies, because I'm adding value to the apartment?
Oh, no, because, that there's no way possible for that. I'm sorry to
okay.
say.
Because
maybe
I mean,
you should stop your project now.
Well, it looks stupid if I stopped in the middle of it. Plus, I got to finish covering this wall because all the drywall fell off.
Well, we could actually get you drywall if that's okay.
Oh, no. Nope. I'm going to do pennies.
Okay. All right. Well.
All righty then. Thank you very much.
No problem, Ari. You have a good day. Is Lawrence, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Lawrence. So I just wanted you to know, I don't see you on the lease for that apartment. I'm a little concerned. I just want to make sure, if you could...
I stay on the couch.
Have you... Okay.
Have what?
Yeah. I apologize. So you're not on the lease, and you taking it upon yourself to do a project to someone else's apartment?
Yeah, well, I've been here almost as long as they have. I sleep on the couch.
Okay. I'm sorry, when was that?
When
did
was
you
what?
Start? When did you move in?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I was using a lot of drugs back then, so it's hard to remember exact dates.
Okay, and have you continued the use of drugs, or?
Well, that's none of your business.
Stop that entirely. Well, you shared it with me, so I thought that I would, you know, as a concerned community, I wanted to make sure that everything's okay.
Well,
now,
I'm not selling.
We don't want drug usage on the community as well, so in the community. So, just making sure everything's okay.
All right.
Your area.
Everything's fine. Yeah, sure.
And I heard that you know, extensive drug usage actually conducts electricity even more than. That you know, normal. So
yeah, well, I'm glad you think my drug problem is a big joke.
Oh, not at all.
Okay, well, I have to go.
Okay, Lawrence.
All right, have a nice day.
All right, you too. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Okay. I think she was on to me. Call me crazy, but I think she knew that I was full of crap. So basically, this entire thing, this entire idea is not going well, because nobody's taking it too seriously. And I blame Anthony for that. He had the penny idea, so goddamn it, Anthony. We're going to keep at this, though. I'm going to try until someone gets really pissed off about it. So the next submissions are from Justin, and they are from June 3rd of this year. Justin says, "Hey Brad, I love your Tenants from Hell prank calls. I attended a college in Tallahassee, and I've lived at quite a few different complexes here. I have a great one for you, I hope. This guy was a roommate of mine at the last place I lived, and he renewed his lease, so he should hopefully still be living there now. So if you prank call the front office, not only can you give them the apartment number, but a real name of the resident to keep the prank going. Wow, Justin, you're the worst roommate ever."
Thank you for calling from Grand. This is Tyler speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here, and I just had a question.
Yes.
I needed to find out... Do you by chance have change there in the office where I could just bring down a $10 bill and get $10 in pennies?
No, we don't carry cash in the office at all.
Okay, all right. I just want to find out because my bank's closed today for some reason, and I need $10 of pennies. So I'm covering the floors with pennies here. I've taken up the carpet, and I'm just working on covering the living room floor today with pennies. I'm gluing them.
You took up the carpet in your apartment?
Yeah, I'm using a hot glue gun, and I'm hot glue gunning pennies to the floor, like in a really cool pattern.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. It's too late, though. I've already done the entire living room, and I'm working my way into the kitchen now. I'm ripping up the linoleum.
Which apartment are you in?
I'm in 3521, room A.
Let me place you on a quick hold.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Darius.
And you said you're in 3521?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, could you spell that name for me? Because I think you have the wrong apartment number, or you call the wrong apartment complex.
Oh, no, I called apartments on West Street.
And you said your name was...
Darius?
What exactly?
D-A-R-I-U-S.
Darius?
Yep.
And what's your last name, Darius?
What's the problem? Don't you see me on there?
I do, but not for that apartment number. You are aware that by ripping up your carpet, you're going to be charged for that, correct?
No, I'm making the apartment better because it's going to be like a copper covering the entire floor. It's going to be a copper floor. It's really original, so I'm upping the value of the apartment.
No, you're not.
I'm increasing the property value.
We're going to have to replace that carpet once you move out.
Oh, are you just going to carpet?
Charge you for it.
Are you just going to carpet on top of the pennies? Because I don't know if that would work.
I'm pretty sure they're going to have to take that up and then put the carpet back down.
Take the pennies up?
Yes.
Oh, well, the way I've been putting the pennies, it's going to take forever to do that. I thought you'd just leave them here because they're kind of awesome.
No, we can't do that.
You can't leave the penny? I mean, they look awesome. You guys should come here and see. I mean, they look awesome. The floor...
Yeah, but you're giving me the wrong apartment number anyway and a completely different name, so...
A different name? I told you just one name. A different name than what?
Then who lives in that apartment?
Well, do I have a different apartment number now? I don't know. I use a lot of drugs, so I know I moved at some point, but I thought I was currently at 3521.
No, you're not.
Oh, well, whatever apartment I'm in, that's the one I ripped up the carpet. And today I'm ripping up the linoleum because my pennies have finally reached up to the kitchen, and I'm going to continue going into the kitchen with them.
Well, like I said, I'm just letting you know that you will be charged for all of that once you move out.
How much will they charge me?
However much the people that replace our carpet and linoleum charge us.
They can probably just use the pennies to pay for it. Because I've spent over $1,000 in pennies at this point.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. It'll be on your move-out statement.
What? It's legal tender. It's pennies. Pennies are still good.
Well, sir, I'm just letting you know what my manager let me know to let you know that they're going to charge you for that. So
okay, well, they can take it out of the pennies. They're still legal tender. I'm just trying to take pennies out of circulation.
You have a nice day.
But, ma'am, I still have questions. I have a problem.
What is your problem?
Okay, so I also covered all of the walls with pennies in the living room. Okay. Hello?
Okay. Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, yeah, and the pennies were too heavy. I guess when you put a bunch of them all together, it pretty much just tore down the drywall off of the wall. It just, the entire wall just fell over into the living room because of the weight of the pennies.
Okay.
So the wall's fallen out and I can see all the electrical wiring and stuff behind there. What do I do?
I will send maintenance to your apartment.
Okay. Are you going to send it to the right one? Because you're trying to say I don't even live here.
Well, no, I never told you you didn't live here. I said that you didn't live in 3521.
Oh. You probably just don't know how to use the computer properly. Because, I mean, that's where I live, yeah.
Was that all, sir?
Can't you have a little bit of compassion for my situation with the wall and all that?
I'm sending maintenance up there.
Okay, well, you're acting like you just hate me and you don't care. The wall fell onto my two dogs. It didn't hurt them.
When did this happen?
It didn't hurt them, but it really scared them pretty badly.
When exactly did this happen? Today?
The wall thing? That happened about 3 weeks ago. It fell right on top of my two Rottweilers that were sleeping on the couch.
Well, we... don't allow Rottweilers here.
I know, that's why I keep them indoors. I don't even take them for walks. We have one of the bedrooms is like a poop room.
Let me place you on a quick hold again.
Okay. So, Justin, that's what became of your old apartment, your old room. It's now the poop room for my Rottweilers.
Hi, sir. I'm going to transfer you to my manager so you can speak with him.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad.
All right, what's your name?
This is Darius.
Darius, what unit are you in?
I'm in 3521.
3521, what bedroom?
Room A.
Room A, and what happened now with your walls and you with the penny situation? What happened?
Well, I covered the entire surface of the living room with pennies. Like hot glued them to the floor and to the drywall. And I was going to do the ceiling next, but I think that might collapse too. But anyway, the pennies, I guess they get really heavy when they're all together like that, and they tore the whole wall off.
They tore the whole wall off, or you're meaning the surface of the wall?
Yeah. Well, no, it pulled the entire sheet of drywall off. It landed on top of my Rottweilers.
Right. Okay. So you need that repaired.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking I'll just forget about the drywall. I think I'm just going to stack pennies up in front of the wall.
No, the thing is, no, no, man. Listen, you're messing with the interior. The drywall is there for a reason, to prevent certain moisture issues and build ups in the unit as well as with that you know when you have behind the drywall, there's different foundations and issues and things that can arise. We have to get it fixed. Okay,
I'm on the second. I'm on the second floor, so there's no foundation, so it's fine. Now the pennies will be better because I'm just, you know, they're stronger than drywall.
No, they won't be better. I'm sorry, that's not allowed. One, I would have to send the guys over. I'll send them over now to look at it. We would put the drywall back up. I recommend not putting the pennies on the wall because we're initially going to have to get a vendor out and we're going to have to charge you for that service, okay?
Okay, well, I already started.
Already started what?
Just covering the entire, just putting pennies up instead of the drywall.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take them down.
I just got the bottom 2 feet done already.
You're changing the interior of a unit that's not allowed.
But it looks better. It looks better and it's more valuable now.
Yeah, no, it's not more valuable to us because you're costing us money to do any repairs. So I'm going to send maintenance up now. If you would please stop that. If not, then I'm going to have to go ahead and send you a notice of violation of lease because of damages, which will be a 7-day notice to cure. If you continuously put the pennies up, then I'm going to send a non-cure, and then I'm going to go ahead and evict and charge you for the damages associated to the repairs.
Well, can you just take the damages out of the pennies?
No, we will not take the damages out of the pennies.
It's legal tender. It's legal tender.
No, we will not operate in that fashion. I will not take the damages out of the pennies, no, sir. That won't happen. What will happen is that we will go ahead and send you a statement along to your guarantor of the total damages assessed to the unit, and then from there you would have a time frame in which to set a payment plan or pay those damages in full. We would also then accelerate the lease clause on you due to the statutes that we have in place.
So I did the bottom 2 feet of the wall, the penny wall, already. And there was a receptacle, you know, like an electrical outlet. So I kind of built that into the pennies. It looks really cool. And I got
That's fine. What unit are you in again, man?
But it turns out the
What unit are you in again?
3521. And it turns out that the pennies, they conduct electricity. So the entire wall is electrified now.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'm going to send maintenance by. And what was your name again?
Well, it's kind of a problem because every time my Rottweilers touch the wall, It electrocutes them.
And you're in 3521 bedroom A. And what was your name again?
Why don't you remember this? I mean, I told the lady before several times. I told you my name, and you repeated it to me. I know you know my name. You're just fucking with me now. You fucking asshole.
No, I think exactly. I think you're doing the same. But can you please give me your name and your unit?
No, I gave you that stuff already. You should have wrote it down. Maybe I don't even want you to come to my unit.
And you're in 3521. What can we do for you?
Nothing. I'm fine. I'm building the wall myself. I'm making it out of pennies.
Okay. Well, we'll be by shortly.
I'm not answering the door. I'm not answering the door.
You don't have to. We'll enter. Thank you.
No, I've got the door blocked. It's barricaded. Nobody seems to believe this penny thing for some reason. I don't know why. So I guess even though Justin's information was bad, you know, he gave me the wrong unit number or something. I mean, I assume the guy just moved from one unit to the other for some reason. But we'll move on to the next one from Justin. Justin says, I lived in this other place. He says, I hate my roommates at this place. I still live here, so please keep my name out of it, and please keep the prank isolated to just their room. No living area or kitchen pranks, please. Also, keep in mind that this is a two-story townhouse and not an apartment. My room is on the first floor. The other three roommates have theirs upstairs. So here is one of them. But I don't think that matters anymore, because he said his lease is going to expire by the end of summer, and it's far past summer now. Just in case, maybe I'll just keep it to this guy's room.
Thank you for calling Club Townhomes. We are currently assisting other clients.
All right, I tried that one several times now. They will not pick up, so I guess I'm just going to skip that one. That's too bad. So we're going to move on to the third one he submitted. This is just some girl that he knows but doesn't like. Her name's Angel.
Thank you for calling University Health Retreat. This is
Tamara.
How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm a tenant here, and I just needed to ask a question.
Okay.
I've been covering all the floors in the apartment with pennies. Just kind of an art thing, like the entire floor is just going to be copper pennies. And I'm out of pennies. I was just wondering if maybe you have some extra pennies there in the office. Like I could just come buy like $10 worth of pennies.
I don't think we don't have like a cash machine at all, so we don't have any actual money in the office.
Well, why did you go on speaker like that? It sounds shitty all
the time.
I don't know. Why? Because I can barely hear you? You sound like crap?
Sorry about that. What unit are you in?
I'm in townhouse 22.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have any pennies in the office. Sorry.
Okay. And also, there was kind of a problem. The wall kind of collapsed under the weight of the pennies. I covered the walls with pennies also. So one of the walls collapsed. Okay. Whatever, I don't care. Okay, thanks, Justin, for those three submissions. That lady knew I was full of crap right away. She put me on speakers so somebody else could hear her.
Hey, Brad, your shows are awesome, but you're killing me with something.
Oh.
It's a writing pen, not a writing pin. A pin is something you put on your lapel. Lapel, pin, writing pen. Just try it.
Whatever.
Pen. I write with a pen.
Same thing.
Like hen, and a pin as a point. No worries. You'll get it right. Cactus.
Whatever. I talk how I want.
Hi, Brad. My girlfriend is playing videos of childbirth, and so I'm watching a baby come out of a woman's vagina right now. And I thought of you, of course.
Aww.
So, thought I'd just call you now so you can listen to this and...
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your traumatic experience with me.
Hey, Brad. I took my kid on a walk last week. I asked him about his dreams. I asked him, what are your goals? What do you want to be when you grow up? And he said back to me, I want to be a technical writer of clear and simple prose. I want to write directions and manuals and create nothing of my own. I want to be a technical writer. I don't want creative control. I want to bury my BA in English in a lonely, comfortable hole.
Well, that was nice. Thanks for sharing your nice moment with your son, your kid, whatever it was.
I want to be a technical writer. I don't want creative control. I want to bury my BA in English.
Hello, RBCP.
Hello.
This is Tim from Cambridge in the United Kingdom. I've seen recently on the BBC that the Target announcement system was hacked, and I just wondered if it was you.
It was not.
It was. Let us know on your show. Thanks very much.
Yeah, a bunch of people have sent that to me for some reason over the past few weeks, where someone was able to get on the overhead paging system of a Target, and they played porn for a really long time. And it really pissed off a lot of customers, and the parents were all covering their kids' ears, and people were just kind of walking out of the store because they were upset about it. And it sounds like it was a really great time. I wish I could have been there when it happened. But no, I had nothing to do with it. Quit accusing me of things like this.
Hey there, it's Corbin Guy.
Hey, Corbin Guy.
Giving you a call. I just listened to, or re-listening to, I got a lot of free time on my hands. Some of previous shows, been using Carrot Top a lot lately. We need to change up celebrities. I mean, okay,
no.
Jason David Frank, Carrot.
Like anyone knows who Jason David Frank is. I didn't know who he was until the Madhouse people started making prank calls about him.
What was the other one? Pauly Shore and the cruise lining thing. How about Richard Simmons?
Yeah,
Richard Simmons, he's flaming all over Facebook if you're a fan of his page.
He's not as universally hated as Carrot Top, though.
Or,
but that could be fun. Yeah, I should do Richard Simmons.
Or get suggested or somehow forced into some sort of people keep adding me to fucking groups. Stop adding me to groups.
What?
Oh,
honky. Ever since I found you in that dumpster, though, I'm
okay, there. Bye, Corbin guy, whatever you're talking about now. Yeah, it's all Mr. Spess's fault that I started doing Carrot Top. I was doing that one hotel call years and years ago, and he told me to say it was Carrot Top when I told that lady a celebrity was moving into her room. So blame Mr. Spessa for that one.
Right, a couple of weeks ago, or should I say Brad, whatever the fuck your name is today, make up your mind. Anyways, yeah, I was going to ask, the other week you were saying you didn't know whether calls could be recorded on the iPhone, and Miss Morgan said that it could. Well, I wanted to know how, because I like to do a prank or two now and again, and I wanted to know how to record calls on the iPhone as well. Because there's a lot of recording apps for external things, but not internally. If you understand me, and if anyone else does, then please help me. Thanks, bye.
All I know is when I had an iPhone, and it's been, I don't know, maybe 2 years at least since I've had an iPhone, so maybe things have changed since then, you just couldn't find telephone recording apps on the iPhone. I don't think they existed. Probably for legal reasons, I guess, maybe, I'm not sure really. But I searched really hard for a good recording app for the iPhone, and I couldn't find one. And it would be nice to know if there really is a recording app out there for the iPhone, so I can call people out on it and say, you're full of shit, you can't get a recording app for the iPhone. And since I've had my Android phone, I haven't even tried. I haven't even looked in the App Store to see if there's a way to record phone calls. But if anyone knows, leave a comment somewhere and let us know if there are recording apps for the iPhone. I miss the good old days when people would say they're recording me on their phone and I could just call them out on that bullshit. But I guess I can't do that as easily now because fucking apps.
Hey, Roy, it's Jasper Flax here. Hey, that Bullfrog Brewery, that one on Facebook that we mobbed, they shut down all their comments.
Imagine that.
They didn't even like anything, man. Have you checked them out lately?
I haven't.
Hey, I'm trying to find that call from that Gloria maid. She had that guy throw mashed potatoes at the food buffet there, and then she hung up too early, I think, or just dropped off. But where is that? Can you help me find that? All right, man. Thanks.
I think it's on her YouTube page, which I'm pretty sure is youtube.com/LordGloria. So I guess try that. And yeah, Facebook pages, they tend to lock down all their comments after we do a mobbing on them. That's what we expected to happen.
Hey, RTRB, this is Treasure Seeker. Hey, what's up with the final boss that you had mentioned, Andy Anderson? I thought we're all waiting for that call for the final boss, and it kind of just died on the vine. Never really heard anything from it. But, just getting curious about what's up with that. Hondo.
Yeah, I don't remember ever saying I was going to call Andy Anderson. Maybe I said that, but I'm usually full of shit, so just don't believe me. Just leave poor Andy Anderson alone. Let him retire in peace. He's already got enough trouble with his annoying neighbors coming over and bothering him about every little phone call he gets. Okay, let's quit with the voicemail. Should I even keep doing these penny calls, or should I just move on to something else? I do have some calls that I made yesterday that I recorded, and they turned out all right. I could just put those on the end, or I could just save those for a future show and keep this whole show penny-themed. I think I'll just do that, because I know you guys love hearing the exact same prank call over and over and over. Here's a submission from April. She lives in the Bronx, and this is her apartment complex, and she tells me which apartment number I'm supposed to use. She says, I live in this apartment building, and water leaking, flooding is always a problem here. So many roaches and mice all over the place. The landlord does not live here, only the super lives in the basement.
Management?
Oh, hey, I'm a tenant here on the Avenue Apartments.
Okay, which apartment?
Apartment 4G.
4G, and your name, sir?
Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
And you'd like to speak to, or... What is this call in reference to?
Oh, well, I was just wanting to find out, like, I've been covering all of the floors with pennies. Like I've been
with what?
Pennies, you know, copper pennies, like the money. I've been hot gluing them to the floors.
Yeah.
And it turns out that pennies weigh a lot when you put them all together, so the people downstairs are saying that their ceiling is starting to sag.
Right.
So is there any way you could put, like, an extra support beam down in their apartment or something so I can not have my floor sagging?
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to let you speak to Warren.
Okay. Whatever.
What does whatever mean?
Oh, no, that's fine. Sounds good to me.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, hey, this is Roy. I'm one of the tenants here.
One of the tenants where?
I'm on 24th Avenue.
Okay, Roy, tell me a bit about yourself, because I have 4G is vacant right now.
No, it's not. I have squatter's rights.
Excuse me?
I have squatter's rights. I've been here for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay, good. Have a really great day.
Hey, motherfucker.
I have no idea who you are.
Oh, you know who I am.
I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, you do. You know exactly who I am.
Okay, bye.
Bye. This is what I get for taking forever to get to prank requests. It's all my fault. Sorry, April, for screwing up your submission. Let's go on to the next one. This one is from Mikolaj Pal, and he's too lazy to write the numbers in the email submission. Instead, he just sent me pictures. Oh, and look at that. So he sent a picture of the apartment sign, which has the phone number on it, but the phone number is completely obscured by tall weeds. So I can't call this one. The other picture he sent me is of a couple of the front doors with the apartment numbers. That would have been nice. Here, let's see if I can look it up. Okay, I found it. I had to look it up myself. Damn you, Mikolaj Pal.
Hello, Independence Square. This is Jessica. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Independence Square.
Mm-hmm.
I just have some question.
Sure.
I pulled up all the carpet. I was just wondering if you guys want the carpet.
You're a resident at our place?
Yeah, I'm in 217.
217. We don't actually have anybody pull up our carpet. We keep it down.
Oh, no, I pulled it up, is what I'm saying. So
you pulled the carpet that was in the unit up?
Yeah, I pulled in the living room and in the hallway.
Yeah, we don't actually allow that.
Oh, well, it's too late. It's already done, and I've rolled it up, and...
Yeah, they're going to actually probably charge you for that, but I'm not absolutely sure because the manager is out at the moment.
Is what I'm doing, though, is I'm gluing pennies to the floor. I'm hot glue gunning pennies to the floor, so the entire floor is nothing but pennies.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really cool. It's like the entire floor is just copper.
Oh, well, I bet that does look really cool.
Yep. And I'm almost up to the kitchen, and I'm going to go ahead and pull up the linoleum in the kitchen and do the kitchen floor, too?
No, they will not allow you to pull up the linoleum at all.
Well, I've already done the carpet, so I may as well do that.
Well, they're going to actually have to replace the carpet with more carpet.
Well, they're not going to want to when they see the floor because it's copper. It's really cool looking. It's very
unfortunately, we've had people put in their own wood floors that look phenomenal, gorgeous, but we've actually had to recover them.
Oh, well, that was stupid of you guys.
Our hands are tied.
Oh, not really. I mean, you could just leave it in there because it looks awesome. But yeah, these...
Well, we're a corporation, so everything kind of has to be unified.
Yeah. Anyway...
Can you say you're 217?
Yeah, and...
And can I get a number to go ahead and get a hold of you? Because I'm going to have to...
Sure.
Definitely...
It's 2-6-1-2-8.
6128. And can I get your name?
Sure, it's Roy.
Roy?
Yep. And,
sure.
The question I had, though... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can I get your last name, too? Is that okay?
Oh, sure, it's Gerbel.
All right, go ahead and spell it.
Gerbeile.
All right, Ellie. And you said you were apartment 217?
Yes.
Just give me 1 second.
Because the problem I had, though, is that the floor is sagging because these pennies are so heavy, because the people downstairs were telling me that they could see the ceiling kind of bending downward.
All right, at this time, I'm just going to double check. You said 217, right?
Yeah.
I don't have you on the lease of a 217.
Oh, no, I'm not on the lease. I can't lease an apartment because of my credit and my criminal history. So I'm just subletting from the other person that lives here.
Oh, we don't allow subletting either.
Oh, well, it's fine. I've been sleeping on the couch for a really long time here.
Yeah, we actually make everybody fill out an application to be able to live here.
Well, I'm just sleeping on the couch and paying them rent. It's not like...
Yeah, no, we don't. Don't allow that. After a week, it's considered a resident of the apartment.
Oh, well...
You can do is fill out an application.
We'll just keep it between us.
Well, I can't do that. I'm part of the office team, so...
I was wondering, do you have any pennies down there? Because I'm out of pennies today, and I could bring, like, $10, and if you just have, like, you know, 20 rolls of pennies...
I don't have any pennies because we don't allow cash.
Oh, all right. I just don't feel like going all the way out to the bank today. I'm low on gas.
No, I hear you there.
Yep.
Yeah, so I guess my best advice for you is to leave the carpet where it is for now and to not touch the linoleum.
Well, the carpet's
gone. Until our manager can give... No, I know. You said you had rolled it all up and you were looking to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just keep that there for the time being.
Okay, I was getting ready to... I was just going to put it out the window.
Yeah, no, and I'll have our manager give you a call, probably by tomorrow when
okay.
he gets back in.
And do you know, like, can you put an extra support beam in the apartment downstairs so the floor isn't sagging under the weight of all these pennies?
I would have to talk to them. I would definitely have to talk to them.
Okay, because they're going to need one right in the middle of their living room to hold the floor.
Yeah, no, I would have to talk to our manager.
Okay, yeah, because apparently the pennies are really heavy when you put them all together like this.
I imagine. Well, I'll have our manager give you a call tomorrow, okay?
Okay, why can't she today? What's she doing?
She's out. She leaves at 3.
Oh, well, where'd she go? Did she go home?
Yes.
Oh, can I just get her home number?
No.
Why not?
We don't give out home personal numbers.
I'll just call once. I just want to ask about these pennies and about
can't
the support.
Can't do it. I'm sorry. If I could, I would.
All right, fine. Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good day today, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. I am completely failing at pissing anyone off today. My apologies to everyone. I might just have one left here in my submissions folder that answers anyway. A bunch of these have not answered, so I've still got a bunch left. But this one is from Justin. Justin says, I recently lived here, tells me which apartment he was in, gives me the apartment arrange, so that's nice. Please do not mention anything by the name of our name. Please use a different name. You know, you could have just put a fake name in the submission form. No, that's fine. I won't. I'll try not to say Justin, but now that you've told me not to, it's going to be hard not to.
Great day at North Star. This is Ty. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at North Star.
Excuse me?
I'm a tenant here at North Star. I have a question.
Oh, sure.
I just wondered if, do you guys have cash down there in the office? I need to get a bunch of pennies.
Do we have a Wahan?
Do you have cash in the office? I just want to buy like maybe $10 worth of pennies from you.
No, we don't carry cash.
Okay. Also, I ripped up all the carpet out of our apartment, and I was wondering, should I just throw that in the dumpster, or do you guys want it?
You ripped up all your carpet?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm putting pennies down. I'm making the floor just completely covered with pennies.
Who's this? Who's speaking?
Oh, my name is Roy.
Oh, Roy, what building apartment do you live in?
I'm in building, what is it, D? 115?
No, we don't have no D, honey. What's your address?
No, I said B, like boy.
No, we don't have a B building, hon.
Do you have
What's
an
your
a?
Address?
Do you have an A?
Those are our wings.
Oh, I don't even know how it works here. I just know I live in 115.
You live in 115, and what's your address? Is it 4784?
Yeah, that's the one.
Building one?
Yep.
The tan building?
Yeah, that's it. The one without the carpet in the living room.
Well, I just don't know. I'm just trying to help you out if I can try to see where you are.
Oh,
if
okay.
I can tell the guys to come pick it up or not.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I can
yeah,
just,
what's your address?
I can just put it outside. I'll put it out in the parking lot. I'll just leave it out there.
Are you in the tan building, hon?
Yeah, that's the one. Apartment 115.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask what to do with it. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
We are Hi, this is Darla.
Hey, Darla.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to find out if you guys want the carpet that I ripped up out of the living room.
Okay, but why would you rip our carpet out of the living room, dear?
Well, I've been gluing pennies to the floor, so the entire floor surface is just pennies.
Okay, but what is your building and apartment?
What's
your last name?
Apartment 115. It's the tan one.
Okay, but what's your last name?
Gerbel.
It's what?
G-H-A-R.
G-H.
A-R-B-A-L.
And how long have you lived here?
I don't know. Most of this year, I think, off and on.
Okay, you just moved in, right?
Yeah.
And you're in building one. What wing are you in, dear?
I think A.
Hang on a minute, honey.
Okay, well, should I just throw the carpet out in the parking lot?
No, I don't want you to do anything with the carpet
okay.
yet.
Because the pennies look really awesome, and I'm going to rip up the linoleum next in the kitchen and do the kitchen.
Well, you can't do that.
I'm going to do the kitchen countertops with pennies, too.
Okay. All right. Now, who am I talking to?
Roy.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you're destroying North Star property.
Oh, no, I'm not destroying it. I'm making it stronger and making it look better, and I'm increasing the property value.
You can't change our property. It's right in your lease agreement. And it cannot modify anything in the apartment.
It doesn't say anything about pennies, though.
It's modifying our apartment.
But I'm making it better. These aren't dirty pennies. I've cleaned them all, and they're
but
really
that's not the point.
Shiny
you're
and
modifying
copper.
Modifying what we gave you.
Okay. Well, it's when you see it, you're going to change your mind because it looks amazing. I'm going to do the.
Okay, so you're going to put the carpet outside our building?
Yeah, I can do that if you'd like.
All right. Why don't you put it out in the service drive now, and I'll take a ride over.
Well, right now I don't have pants on, so I can't. But
well,
I mean,
when are you putting it out there?
I will soon. I don't know, soon.
Okay, and I'll let the manager know what's going on.
Pretty soon, yeah. And just let him know that it looks a lot better. I've got all these, I've hot glued them. They're a permanent fixture in the apartment now. There's no way to get them up.
Well, that's fine, but if there's any modification made that the manager's not aware of, you will be charged for it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying you can't put carpet back down here ever again. I welded them to the floor. I welded the pennies.
Well, you know, I'm looking in my computer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I have no resident by that name living in Building 1.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't be on the lease. I just stay on the couch. I'm subletting.
Whose apartment is it?
Steve's.
Okay, I need an apartment number.
115.
You can't be. That's a vacant apartment.
Oh, no, I have squatter's rights.
You
I mean,
can't be in that apartment.
Steve has squatter's rights. We've been here for months.
You can't. Listen to me. I know who's in that apartment.
You're just...
I just leased it. I was there yesterday.
You're just full
of
can'ts.
The apartment's vacant.
Well, maybe okay? It's 116. It's not vacant, though. He pays rent. You know? Like, it's definitely not vacant. We live here.
In 116?
Probably 116, yeah.
What's his last name?
Oh, I don't know. I just call him Steve. He used to be my dealer, but we became friends, and now we're roommates.
Well, I don't have a Steve there either.
Oh, well, maybe he's lying to me. I don't know. I don't know him that well, to be honest.
Okay. Well, if you put carpet outside the building, we'll know where it came from.
Okay. And also, I was just wondering, so the countertop, should I peel off the surface of the countertop?
Not touch countertops.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I'm telling you, you cannot modify that apartment.
Well,
You can't take countertops apart.
But this wouldn't be the apartment itself, it'd be the countertops. It's not like the floor.
Yeah, it's part of our apartment. And if I don't get a name, or an apartment number, open up the door and tell me the apartment number.
I can't get the door open right now because I've got the couch stacked up in front of it.
All right, just continue doing what you're doing. We'll do a full inspection in Building 1, okay?
Well, I'm going to do the countertops, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to do the sides and the cabinet.
I'm trying to help you, hon. So you've got to give me an apartment number.
Oh, I did. It's several times now. And
it's not 115.
Like, when you walk in my apartment, you're just going to be blinded by how shiny and awesome everything looks.
Okay, all right. I can tell you it's not 115.
Okay. I'm thinking about doing the walls. Doing the walls,
all
too.
All right. I'm going now. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Why are you going? Wow. She slammed down that phone. Okay. Well, I guess I'm done with these. So thanks, Anthony, for the recommendation. And thanks for being a Patreon supporter. And I definitely think I should revisit this soon. Maybe on the next show. Maybe I'll do another entire show of just pennies. Penny floors and penny countertops. So if any of you out there, if you have an apartment number to submit, you know, you want to give me your landlord's number, and I will do my best not to send the police to your house with my crazy antics, like I did that one guy a couple years ago. You can find the prank submission form at phonelosers.org/snowplowshow and tell me what format the apartment numbers are in, and maybe tell me what your apartment number is so I don't use that one. Hopefully I won't use yours anyway. No guarantees, though.
Anyway, that's it. It's over. I'm done with the show. I've been doing this for over an hour. Actually, it's been close to 2 hours, but I threw away a bunch of calls that sucked and didn't answer and stuff like that. Just so you know, I put a lot more effort into this mediocre show than you think. But yeah, we are done. Thank you very much, Anthony, for sending in the idea for the pennies. That was a great idea. And at least that last lady, she got pissed and yelled at me a little bit. So the whole hour was worth it. And if you don't think so, it's Anthony's fault. It's Anthony's fault and Chris's and Sarah's fault, because they sponsor today's show. So blame any of them. Don't blame me, please. Today's show has been produced by Casey and Jason and Brian, who probably don't want me to give out their last names, so I'm just not going to, just to play it safe. And the audio engineers today were Todd and Randall Thor. Thanks, you guys, for doing all the audio editing and cleaning up and stuff like that. I remember the days when I had to do that on my own. It sucked. Special thanks, of course, to Anthony, who sent in the penny idea, and also Jeremy A., Rhapsody Man 2000, and Mr. Fraser. Thanks, you guys, for nothing at all. Today's background music is Technical Writer by the Double Clicks. And before that, before the voicemail made me change it, it was something called Mime Beat, M-I-M-E Beat. I have no idea who does it. I think I stole it just from some random website. And the only reason I keep using it is because Carlito from Madhouse Live loves it. It's his favorite song of mine. He calls it the Dudut song. So you're welcome for that, Carlito. Be sure to support the Snowplow Show and the PLA by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Which will give you access to the billions of secret shows I've done over the past couple of years. Billions and billions of them. Be sure to add Phone Losers on twitter.com/phonelosers and facebook.com/phonelosers. And listen to the best of the Phone Loser pranks at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. I've actually been uploading there daily again lately, so hopefully I can keep that up. I'm going to end today's show with a song by my favorite MC, MC Rection. This is a song called Where Is My Mind?
Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Swag, 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 swag. So many people wanna creep up in my place. Just back up out my face. Get a bit of sour taste when I made the same face with bad conversation. Just shut the fuck up. Let me play my PlayStation. I'm craving a new life, a solitary life. I don't got no cheese, so stop bothering me, mice. Holler at me twice, God, why you so redundant? Don't care about your taste, even if it's pugnant. And I love it when you shut up, it sounds so nice. I'm convinced you just love the sound of your own vices. I'm flying up the white flag, I'm just giving up. Stop mooching off your white dad, living like a punk. Stop giving a fuck about your own gritty life. Get a fucking job, a house, and a pretty wife. Or don't fuck that, fight the fucking man. Get on welfare, buy weed and Xanax. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Swag, 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 swag. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Swag, 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 swag. This is your life, it's any minutes at a time. Sad and pathetic, you will never ever shine. You will never ever find spiritual enlightenment. It's okay to cry, don't even try to fight it. I'm psychic, you will die overdose cocaine. Beautiful, unique, nope, not a snowflake. For your sake, I hope you never breed. Spend type of money on fat sex or regular weed. You a beggar fiend and you are no hero. This is your timeline and it is dropped to zero. There's a lot to fear, yo, queer, you taste funny. Shoot up into space, yo, you a space monkey. Quit your fucking job, you at a working dead end. Set a fucking bomb, your jack smirking revenge. Where is your mind? You got nuts like a squirrel. You the all singing, all dancing crap of the world. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Swag, 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 swag. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Swag, 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 swag. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Swag, 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 swag. Where is my mind?
Hey, I tell you what, stick it in your backside, okay? Bye.
Boom! Gotcha! My name's Brad.